Voices from the Stars by Russell Simmons. Introduction: A Call from Beyond. Since the dawn of history, humanity has gazed into the vast expanse of the night sky, mesmerized by its infinite depths and haunted by a singular, unrelenting question: are we alone? From ancient civilizations carving celestial beings into stone, to the biblical visions of fiery chariots descending from the heavens, there has always been an eerie, unshakable presence lingering just beyond the veil of human understanding. For centuries, we have speculated, theorized, and imagined, but now, through first-hand testimony, irrefutable patterns, and chillingly consistent experiences, we stand on the precipice of something undeniable, a phenomenon that cannot be ignored. In the modern age, whispers of mysterious encounters have evolved into a roar, an unrelenting cascade of accounts that defy conventional explanations. UFO abductions and extraterrestrial contact are no longer the stuff of fantasy or paranoid delusions. They are part of a tangible, global experience that transcends cultures, belief systems, and even time itself. Thousands of individuals from all walks of life, doctors, military personnel, scientists, and everyday people, have come forward with eerily similar stories. What they describe is both astonishing and terrifying. Luminous craft appearing from nowhere, lost time, inexplicable marks on their bodies, and telepathic messages urging them to understand something of profound importance. Why are they here? If these visitors from beyond our world are indeed reaching out to us, what is their true purpose? Are they scientists studying our species, benevolent mentors guiding us toward a higher state of being, or silent sentinels watching and waiting? The messages reported by abductees and contactees paint a complex picture, one that is not always comforting. Many speak of dire warnings about environmental destruction, the dangers of nuclear war, and humanity's self-destructive tendencies. Others suggest these beings are here for their own survival, needing something from us, our genetic material, our vitality, perhaps even something far deeper. Are they our distant cosmic relatives, future versions of ourselves traveling back through the corridors of time to correct a tragic mistake? A revelation that could change everything. If what these individuals claim is true, the implications are staggering. We are not only being watched, we are being studied, contacted, and in some cases, taken. But for what purpose? And why do so many of these encounters involve an overwhelming sense of urgency? Could it be that these visitors hold the key to a future we cannot yet comprehend? Or are they desperately trying to warn us before it's too late? One thing is certain: the phenomenon is real and it demands our attention. The Journey Ahead. This book is not merely a collection of stories. It is a gateway into a reality that many refuse to accept. Within these pages, we will explore the most astonishing, well-documented, and spine-chilling encounters ever recorded. We will unravel the enigma of extraterrestrial warnings, dive into the hidden messages encoded within abductees' experiences, and confront the questions that could redefine our very existence. The answers are closer than we think, whispered from the stars and waiting for those bold enough to listen. The time has come to pull back the veil and step into the unknown. Are you ready? 1. The First Encounters: A History of Contact. A New Era of the Unknown. The 1940s marked the dawn of an era that would forever alter human consciousness. Before then, tales of celestial visitors were largely confined to myth, religious texts, and folklore. But in the wake of World War II amidst rapid advancements in technology and warfare, something remarkable began to unfold. Pilots and military personnel reported seeing strange, disc-shaped objects maneuvering at impossible speeds in the skies above battlefields. These sightings, once dismissed as hallucinations or enemy aircraft, became known as the phenomenon of Foo Fighters, a term that would soon be overshadowed by an even greater revelation: the birth of the modern UFO era. In 1947, the world's attention turned to the small town of Roswell, New Mexico. What began as a routine military press release regarding a flying disc recovery spiraled into one of the most famous cover-ups in history. Eyewitnesses described debris unlike anything on Earth, metal that could remember its shape, symbols resembling a strange form of hieroglyphics, and even reports of small otherworldly bodies. The Roswell incident became the cornerstone of modern UFO lore, igniting public curiosity and inspiring generations of researchers, believers, and skeptics alike. The contactees, messages from the stars. As reports of unidentified flying objects surged, a new phenomenon emerged: individuals claiming direct communication with extraterrestrial beings. These contactees, often dismissed by mainstream scientists, shared eerily similar accounts. George Adamski, one of the most well-known early contactees, recounted meetings with Nordic extraterrestrials from Venus, who warned of humanity's destructive tendencies. Others, such as Howard Menger and Orfeo Angelucci, spoke of telepathic transmissions, out-of-body experiences, and profound spiritual transformations. Were these individuals delusional, or were they truly receiving wisdom from another realm? The consistency of their messages suggests something worthy of deeper examination. Government interest and the beginnings of secrecy. While the general public debated the authenticity of these encounters, government agencies were already deeply involved in their own investigations. In 1952, the U.S. Air Force launched Project Blue Book, an official inquiry into UFO sightings and encounters. Though many cases were dismissed as misidentified natural phenomena, a significant number remained unexplained. Behind the scenes, leaked documents such as the controversial Majestic 12 files suggest that high-ranking officials took the phenomenon far more seriously than they admitted to the public. If there was nothing to hide, why go to such lengths to suppress information? A pattern emerges: the evolution of contact. As the decades progressed, reports of UFO encounters became increasingly complex. What began as fleeting glimpses of unexplained aerial craft evolved into full-blown abduction phenomena. By the 1960s and 70s, stories of missing time, invasive medical procedures, and telepathic communication dominated the narratives of those who claimed to have been taken aboard alien craft. The famous case of Betty and Barney Hill in 1961 set the stage for a new understanding of extraterrestrial contact, one that was no longer limited to passive observation, but instead hinted at an ongoing, systematic interaction with our species. What are they trying to tell us? If these encounters are genuine, what are these visitors attempting to convey? Early contactees spoke of peace, unity, and environmental responsibility, urging humanity to abandon nuclear weapons and self-destructive behavior. Abductees, however, often described a more clinical, detached presence, beings who seemed to be studying us, experimenting on us, and in some cases, preparing us for something yet to come. Could both narratives be true? Are we dealing with multiple factions of extraterrestrial intelligence, each with its own agenda? The journey begins. The first encounters with UFOs and extraterrestrials mark the beginning of a story that is still unfolding. From government cover-ups to personal revelations, the search for truth has led countless individuals down a path of discovery that challenges everything we think we know about reality. As we continue this exploration, one question looms over us all. Are we ready for what comes next?